The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Here at Gas Digital, we want to help you be better in bed, which is why I want to tell you about our partnership with Promescent, the premium sexual wellness company, which is fancy talk for here's how you can be a better lay. So how's Promescent going to help make you a better lover, a stud, the greatest thing that ever happened to whoever you happen to be sleeping with? Promescent is a patented delay spray that's going to help you last longer in bed. With Promescent, you can last longer, have more fun, and show your partner a really good time, man. That fucking spray on condom. It's so fucking
so
amazing.
Futuristic.
It's like, I know, it doesn't stop pregnancy, but like, I never use condoms to stop pregnancy. I just use them to delay.
Go to Promescent.com. They've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. And if you use promo code
NEED to get 15% off. One more time, that promo code is
underscore NEED underscore go to get underscore 15% off. Once more, that's promo code underscore NEED underscore 4 underscore 15% off.
I don't think you're supposed to say the underscore part.
Can I say the underscore part? That's not a hyphen.
That's not a hyphen or a dash.
It's just that's
a
an underscore.
Blank that they put the code over.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Fucking Ron Burgundy, man.
The Chief's new GM.
Wow.
Yeah.
No need for apologies.
Okay.
No need for apologies. Hey. No need for apologies.
Yo, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another Splendiferous.
Splendiferous.
It just kind of rolls off the tongue now. It gets easier, man. Splendiferous. I challenge you all to use Splendiferous throughout November and December. Just use it daily. See if it doesn't make your life better. That's one thing Derek knows how to do, man. Derek knows how to make the hard times easier.
Yeah.
By just getting into like that little, you kind of like radio. It's a little bit autism, but you know. Like, remember you used to walk
give me
around.
My pie. Where my pie?
Remember you used to walk around with the big headphones
on? Oh, yeah. And I had a pouch for them.
Yeah.
So I looked like I was on the spectrum. But, and I had I was on the fuck nigga diet. Because I was shitting myself because I got shot in the stomach. That's what it looked like.
But I also adapted the big headphone thing for a while, and it was a negativity blocker.
Hey, man.
So, I'm going to tell you this, man. If you don't use Splendiferous.
Splendiferous.
You're missing out, man. You're missing
holiday
out.
Holiday season coming up. You better get Splendiferous.
What are you saying?
Let's make a t-shirt.
Splendiferous.
Splendiferous.
Yeah. No need for apologies.
Yeah, that'd
Splendiferous.
Be hilarious. Because you know what's funny? I saw this
like
logo.
Headbands.
Yeah, we got to spell Splendiferous wrong, though, and then cross it out. And
Splendiferous.
And then write that back. I saw that on a hoodie.
Oh.
And I was like, I thought it was ridiculous, but it was actually the logo, and it made me look it up. Like, there's a logo. Google this logo. It's called Stay Loyal or Get Finessed.
Wow.
Shameless plug to these people. But watch how they did the logo, man. When we went to Skankfest, these dudes was on the same plane with me going to Houston. I think they were going to Astroworld, so I don't know. They might not have made it back.
Die.
Rest in peace.
Christ. Wow.
What? People didn't make it back from Astroworld.
They
sit there and talk about it. Yeah, so see how they did it? I thought that was a mistake. I thought that was written on the hoodie and that he had to make the mistake, but that's embroidered. That's like intentional.
Oh, that's pretty fly.
It works. So
yeah,
maybe we do Splendiferous. That's all we do is just steal people's shit. Remember we stole Kith logo for our first t-shirt?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Remember we stole VH1's logo for our first shirt?
Yeah, that was that rectangle is recognizable. That rectangle looks familiar. This spot looks familiar.
Let's get into it, man. We got a fun show, man. We got a great guest returning, the lovely Luby Popovich. What's going on, Luby?
Luby Popovich.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, man.
This was so much fun the last time.
Look at you. Look, we've already turned Luby's life around. She's
already more positive already.
Yeah, she's like, this is fun.
This is amazing.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't remember, Luby came on before. Pull up her trailer from the last time she was on the show. Just I want you to see. Check the links I emailed you, Dylan. Why? This is what I love, because
it was dark.
You are a part of the crew now. You know what I mean? You're a part of
came in straight Eminem with it, huh?
Most miserable guest ever.
And I want to see how many times we have to play the song, because everything we ask Luby, she spins it into the most self-deprecating Eastern European humor I've ever found.
I do got a friend, Cheddar Bob, who shoots himself with his own gun.
I hate my laughter. I hate my smile. I hate my teeth.
I still do.
Everything that is about that, I despise.
Oh, look at me. Is that Vince Herman?
Cut it off. You guys can go back and watch that episode, whatever. Luby was really, really hard on herself. But
that part still hasn't changed.
We'll see. So cue up her song just in case, all right? Just
in case. Cue up her song, man.
But also try to find like a little happy one for her. You know what I think might be the happy song for her? I like CeeLo's Getting Grown, okay?
That's I met CeeLo.
Happy song. You know that song, Getting Grown?
Not that one, but I met CeeLo. CeeLo Green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You met CeeLo Green?
I bartended a Super Bowl event in Dallas, Texas. I think this was 2011. And they gave me like a little private room right next to the stadium. And it was CeeLo Green was performing live. And
didn't he get canceled?
He was like, this was like, yeah, like long, like 2011, yeah. It was like a small room.
He had to control his wife a little bit.
I heard he was touching.
Oh, what happened to, and I also met Jim Carrey that night. And I mean, bartended.
Are you a call girl? Like,
yeah, Luby, what's going on, man? Because now you're giving me Russian prostitute vibes.
Yeah, totally.
What's that? The name of that club? Sapphires. You give me a big sapphire
vibe.
I do. Yeah.
But I would be a madame. I would never be a prostitute
I've
per se.
I've never heard madame pronounced
a
that
madame.
I would be a madame, darling. Like,
she's like a Disney villain.
I know.
A madame.
Yeah. I didn't know that's what she meant by
that. Is that how you say it?
I didn't think about it. I've talked to Luby enough where there's certain words where she says them wrong, and I'm just like, I know what she means. You know what I mean? So you bartended for CeeLo?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy how you remember bartending for CeeLo?
Yeah.
You don't remember every other time Dick and Harry, do you?
Yeah.
If I asked you what CeeLo was drinking that night, do you remember?
No, but I remember when I was bartending another Super Bowl event for Nelly. If you Nelly?
We don't know Nelly. It's
like,
funny. I feel like
know.
I should have had to do
I'm
that.
Like,
for
they
you.
Definitely know Nelly. Yeah.
I was like, wanted to brag that I know the song as well. I sounded like my mother. I
sound sort of hummed it. Hum it again. What Nelly song is that?
Wait.
What the fuck Nelly song is that?
Luby just had the mouth movement, even though there was no words coming out. Like, you ever see when people sing and they bottom lip quivers?
You just snake charming. That's that weird shit you from. Keep that shit where you from,
Montenegro.
It's keeping the model looking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Montenegro.
You better go ahead and share.
Jesus
you better do
Christ.
Your thing. So Nelly.
And they were like, we want to have a, it was a bunch of us.
Okay.
Like, let's say 7-8 bartenders. And they picked me to be Nelly's personal bartender.
Okay.
Because I was the only girl.
Oh, wow.
Motherfucker ordered one Sprite all night.
One Sprite?
That's
one
me.
Sprite.
Pimp juice.
That'll be us.
That's Derek. That's Derek.
Anytime you ever come to an NNFA show or Green, send a club soda up on the stage, my nigga.
I don't drink that demon liquid. That demon liquid changed parties.
Yeah. And in case you guys don't know, so Nelly is the...
If you want to dig a little ride with me...
That's what you were singing?
Yeah.
No, that's not what you're saying.
Not the first time. She was singing that... Oh, no, I'm Shivai. She's saying Indiana Jones music. That's the fun.
Sounded like my
mom. Oh, no, Shivai.
You know that funny fella?
First of all, that is the worst song to come into to introduce that you know Nelly.
That's the only song I know.
Because that was also the closing credits to White Chicks.
Hilarious.
So that's where white women learned about Nelly. Like, they saw White Chicks, and when it closes out.
I know another one.
What?
Nelly, I love you. Nana, need you.
Okay.
Oh, that's Kelly. Because
it has Nelly in it, so I remembered.
Oh, that's the only reason why you even know who he was. Because he sang Nelly.
He was
Nelly.
On the Super Bowl. He was on the same Super Bowl where Janet got a titty pulled out.
That's the one that she was bartending, right?
Oh, it had to be the one he was bartending.
In Dallas?
Nipplegate.
No.
Nipplegate!
No. Do you know that YouTube was created because of the Nipplegate? Actual YouTube.
What? No, that's a
crock of honestly,
shit.
Look it up. When
Janet's Nipplegate
was one of the reasons why actually YouTube was created because people wanted to see the video and they couldn't find it. So one wise guy was like, oh, fuck it. Why is there not a spot where all the videos can live? And that was, I guess he had plenty of other reasons, but that nudged him into... Yeah. I mean, look it up. I hope I'm not insane, but...
What does that say? The founders claim Janet Jackson is inspiration.
Yeah. Huh. So it was, I think it just nudged him.
YouTube wasn't around back then? Shit, I don't know what year YouTube got here.
I remember that I've heard of YouTube for the first time in 2007, 2008, December of 2007, almost 2008, because I remember that's when my sister got married, and I just remember that whole conversation.
We learned some shit every day.
We talked about her wedding, and then she told me, did you hear about this new thing YouTube? So that's how I...
This new thing YouTube.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so wild, right?
That's the kind of stuff you guys talk about at the wedding? Shoot, at the wedding, I'd be like, yo, that bridesmaid, she could get it.
No, they were together for like 15
years.
They just
that dress?
Yo, when's the last wedding you've been to?
I was at my boy Bink's wedding last month.
Last month?
Was it fun?
It was fun. All my homies from home was there.
Okay.
And I did a speech, and I killed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, I killed the speech. I got pops. Like, I wrote jokes about the wedding, and it baked. And I had a serious heartfelt point. I had all the grandmoms going. I was like, oh, I did this shit. They had chicken and steak and fish and cakes and all
shit.
Kinds. It was dope.
All speaking good stuff.
My nigga Rich DJ'd. It was good. It was great.
Yeah, speaking of all those things, obviously, this is Thanksgiving week, man.
This is
the end of it. The year is done. Once Thanksgiving is here, you got like a couple more weeks of fucking around.
It's holiday fun.
But it's pretty much just being drunk for the rest of the
year. Wrapping up, yep.
You know what I mean? Do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Pardon, we don't have it back in Montenegro.
Yeah.
What y'all got like?
Pardon.
Festivus.
Well, they didn't do this shit. Thanksgiving is us celebrating stealing this fucking country. There's no reason to, and I say us, because I'm here now. I don't give a fuck about you Indians, all right? Like, true. Yeah, I got brought, even though my grandmother's Native American, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm here now. I understand it was stolen from them, and I'm a part of that, because I came here to help build it.
Everything was
stolen from somebody. But, if you look back, nothing was just nicely
was
handed.
From somebody, right. But the person who stole it is usually a white person, so therefore,
sure, yeah.
It's just like, exactly. God damn, y'all
matter
the brunt
fact,
of it.
As a matter of fact, if you could pull up the shoes of the pilgrim,
oh my God, those are white as fuck.
I just want you to see what they resemble. I want you to see. There's a nice little
like witch shoes,
huh?
Like witch shoes.
The one with the buckle in the front.
Yeah, with the little silver buckle down at the bottom by the toe. You know what I mean? Just boom.
These are tap shoes.
Uh huh. Yeah. See that silver buckle?
Wow.
Right down there. Yeah. Yeah. Like I think. I think like the Black Air Force One, right, might be responsible for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
that's all I'm saying.
I never thought of this.
I think that this is an elevated modern version of the pilgrim shoe. All right.
Shit.
Now, if we had to guess,
let's just end the show on this note.
Well,
this is it.
No, let's start the show.
This is where I want to go a bit deeper because
go boy.
Thanksgiving isn't even just Thanksgiving anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving is also kind of bled into Black Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Black Friday, the most Black Air Force One holiday of them all, right? It's the most
all about the
Black
stomping.
Air Force Day of the year, right?
Like, I'm hanging these at the top of the tree.
Wow.
We do need a Christmas tree here. You know
with
what I mean?
Force on the top.
But
yep, for sure.
What do you guys think is the more Black Air Force One? I mean, Thanksgiving is the celebration of, you know, taking an entire land and eradicating a group of people. But also, Black Friday is about stepping on someone's head for a fucking easy bake oven or a toaster oven. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it is our purge. It is our annual fucking purge.
Holy Christ Day!
And I never participate in it.
You didn't?
Never.
My
never
own.
Will. Never
it's
will.
It's done.
It is like... It
put
is,
us
it's
on
disgusting.
The calendar.
It's like, disgusting.
It is.
To
but
me.
But it's also like, it's a thing that we do here. It's almost like one of those, I don't know whether that's real in Borat, like when they have like running of the Jews. Is that a real thing?
Oh my God. I'm not sure, but...
They be throwing chickens and you saw them, they be in the streets throwing rocks at chickens or whatever, right?
Oh, no, that's the Hasidic Jews.
Oh, okay.
They put their sins into a chicken and then
beat the hell out of the chicken.
And they don't do that, Dylan?
The chicken dies. We don't beat the shit out of it.
Yeah, because it dies because you beat the shit out of it.
Yeah, how does the chicken die?
Like, he gets his throat slit.
That's no, even worse.
That, wow. They don't even.
That's insane. I want to
have the kids do it because the kids, it's got to be cute. So kids, you get like a little colorful hammer and you pack. Pack it, you know what I mean?
And you slowly beat it to death.
Yeah.
Religion, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Religion, nigga. Holidays.
I mean, I haven't, you used to go out for Black Friday with your mom. I remember I used to see you do videos yeah. where y'all would go to the Cherry Hill Mall and shit like that.
I catch a sale, but I've been making money now, so all the shit I need, I got to order. So fuck all that Black Friday shit, bro.
Do you think it'll happen this year? I mean, do you think people will go out?
It will, but it will end.
Bloomingdale's
like...
doesn't celebrate Black Friday anymore.
No,
they don't.
I'm just joking.
Good for them.
Oh, it will be the new Astroworld because 2021 has to end on that note. Like somebody will be stomped to death at Best Buy. Play the music.
Oh my lord!
Is Best Buy due for one? Has Best Buy had a major lawsuit?
Thank you. I feel comfortable now.
Nah, they haven't because they've been closed because of COVID. So yeah, it's coming.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, somebody's getting stomped to death.
That is what
it has to wrap up.
And
the
who
year
do you sue? Who do you sue?
Geek
like,
Squad.
When you give like especially
your parents, you resurrect and you sue your parents for raising you wrong.
Yeah.
What kind of goofy shit are you saying today?
But it's one thing to get stomped out on Friday.
And I'm not even stoned today. Last time I was stoned.
When you resurrect your parents, what kind of hell-raising bullshit are you over here doing?
So you're saying...
It's the holidays.
You're saying, who do you sue?
Yeah.
I'm saying...
But
yourself.
Yeah, because if you get up and leave the table on Thursday to get in line at 7 p.m.
I'm not.
And you get stomped out. This is one of those things where it's like, hey, man, like you.
Natural selection.
Yeah, you're supposed to be home eating turkey, man.
Listen to what I'm saying to y'all. If y'all listen to No Need for Apologies and you listen to the guy in the Great Boy, look, do all your Christmas shopping a week before Christmas. I'm telling you, bro. They're not going to be in there. They figure they got their shopping out the way.
Okay.
When the cat is away, the mice can go play. That's what I do. I wait.
Yeah.
And plus the shit I'm buying, niggas ain't even really on.
That is the way you, way you should do Christmas. Like Christmas morning should be handing out a bunch of cash, right? And then like
on
the 27th, we just come out cash the fuck up.
That's
right?
Kind of fly,
like,
boy.
Let's all just matter of fact, we was talking about this because we've had a wild year, right?
Wild year.
Okay.
Derek and I came on board to No Need for Apologies back in February.
February.
Right? You know what
Black
I mean? And we took this
and that's
podcast.
When we started.
This whole year has been amazing. And I'm so proud of my team. You know, Dylan, Natalie, thank you guys for coming on board. So, you know, we actually realized, like, shit, it's time to do an end-of-the-year party. Like, it's time to celebrate. So we're going to turn up because we have dates. Shit, it's early to do plugs. We might as well plug them. We're doing dates in Austin, Texas. We'll be in Austin, Texas, December 15th,
awesome.
December 16th, the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th, okay?
Ah,
so it's a combination of clubs between the Creek in the Cave and the Vulcan Gas Live.
Company.
So Vulcan we're going to do our holiday party down there.
Down in Austin.
All right? Mm-hmm. So this is what I want. For the people in Texas that fuck with us, I need y'all to point us in the direction of the best strip club, all right? And I need y'all to point us in the direction of
best
like
dispensary.
Dispensary. We just want to make sure
restaurant.
We have a good time.
We need
weed
on here.
Strip club, restaurant, and a weed plug.
But I think also point us in the direction of the mall. We should do that. We should do a Christmas buddy thing where we give each other cash and then we go to the mall cashed up.
Oh, I'm so down.
I called Derek.
That way, it's not like we got to pick out a gift. Like, Christmas should be done that way, the Black Air Force One energy way. Like, yo, we all got money. We coming in here to buy shit. It'll be funny that way.
And
you know,
we triangulate at the food court.
Yeah. And we might even stop a nigga too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. No.
You should ask Compound fans about the Austin, Texas, because we were there in May at Vulcan, and it was awesome.
I know.
And so many people showed up. Like, line was around the block. So,
yeah. So
and
tell
they
them,
took us
they
everywhere.
Came for you. Luby, tell your people to come and see us right now. Tell your people. Because they only listen to you. They don't listen to me.
Oh,
tell
yeah.
Montenegros.
to all of my Montenegros. So if you are in Texas, motherfuckers, go see these guys because this is a great show.
Shout out to all my Montenegros.
Montenegros sounds like giants, yeah.
Right. Yo! Mountainous Negroes from the Nether region.
Wow.
The Montenegro
wow.
was hunted but never killed because crackers was getting stomped the fuck out
wow.
by super niggas in the street.
I feel like
that's dope.
The Montenegros are like Xena warrior princesses. They're all on horses with the fucking legs and shit out. Those furry boots.
Walking around the street. Just smacking women with their dicks.
Yeah, so point us in the direction of Montenegros too. Are there any Montenegros in Texas that we can hook up with for show girls?
Absolutely.
That's what. Matter of fact, I'll take
you around. They took us around. We had a blast.
That's what we should do. We should hire Montenegros as a security. Dude.
Absolutely.
We should get like.
We're all tall. We're the second tallest nation.
Babe. Yes, you're tall.
Yes.
Yeah, look at your hands and my hands. Put your hand on my hand.
I don't have big hands.
Dude, I want that's six true. Women.
Motherfucker, I don't.
Luby, how tall are you?
Luby, you almost won that battle.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even be in. Close.
Yes. My hand is on you.
Luby's fucking Wilt Chamberlain.
I am six.
Luby Chamberlain.
The Montenegrin.
The Montenegrin.
My birthday rose skips going up. Hold on.
She's trying to shorten them now.
No.
She's trying to shorten them. I already know yours is probably bigger than mine because I got little pussy hands.
You don't have pussy hands.
Yeah, that's why I type so good.
I am 6'1", but I have tiny feet and I have small hands.
But you're a woman still, right?
That would be dope.
Yeah. My feet are eight and a half. Like
that's some ultimate. 8.5
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's tiny.
Dude, I want to find.
I can tip over.
If you're a 6'1" lady with an 8.5 shoe, I believe you still have a vagina. So therefore.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That's good.
That's what I want though. Six women. Her just around me, and surrounding me. You gotta go through them to get to me.
Montenegrises
before you. Because that's the real danger. The real danger isn't even. It's not even goons and thugs out there. The danger is white women who want to have sex with you.
Guys, am I white?
No, you're Montenegro.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Montenegro's not white though, is it?
Montenegro.
I don't know.
Serbian, y'all are more brown. I feel like.
I kind of don't. I'm not sure because I always thought I was white. And then when I moved here, I was told I'm not. So I think I'm like ambiguous.
Black dudes told you
white. Who's telling you this stuff? White
black
guys?
Dudes.
You know who planted the seed?
Oh shit! Don't say Kumia.
No.
That'd be terrible.
Larry Bea.
Larry. Okay.
Well, Larry.
That's funny. Larry said you're
but
not.
There's something to it. Yeah. I feel like I am a little olive-y
mix. But that's not
stable
advice.
We talked about it on this. We talked about it on this podcast with Dan Soder. We said it's the genitals test. Basically, like if your nipples are pink, you're white. If your nipples are brown, then you're not white.
Oh my god!
If they're the color of your land, then
they're pink. Yeah.
Then you're white.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. There you
there
go.
You go.
Sprinkled with a little bit of some sun for sure, but yeah. White.
So you got freckles?
Yeah.
You got freckles on?
No.
But I feel like
I meant my tan is sprinkled a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. My grandma was from Greece, and then her mom was from Egypt. I don't know. Like, on that side, it's a little complicated.
Okay,
so that's
why
I think I have a little bit of a...
They really do not value women over there. You have no idea what your mom or grandma...
I want to go over there and value some women.
I know all of my father's culture.
I want to go there and value some women, Dave. That's what I want to go do. I want to go over there and do some value trip.
They don't,
actually. Well, that's how you get killed. That's what Jesus did.
Jesus was out there valuing women.
Jesus was walking around with his disciples... going down on chicks. They were like, huh? Who does this? No, come on, guys. Trust me. Show a little bit of love. So, speaking of love and trauma bonding, I think that's what Thanksgiving really is. And that's why it's good that you don't sign.
Trauma bond, yeah.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is just the family coming together to comfort, eat, and ignore that, like, the older family members might not make it through this winter.
Isn't that every holiday?
That's every holiday. That's two holidays, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, grandma is not doing that well, but let's all eat and pretend that's not happening.
This is every
holiday. You know what's so funny? If you really think about it, remember the Boondocks was shitting on soul food?
Absolutely.
You know, the woman that cooked all his food died from the food she cooked.
Yeah.
And the nigga celebrated with the food she died from.
Which is crazy because I haven't seen it. I saw a clip from this Colin Kaepernick documentary.
Okay.
And that's some of the stuff that he's complaining about. That his white parents didn't allow him to experience black culture.
They didn't.
Things like hypertension and diabetes. But he was, they didn't give him, he never had collard greens, and he's mad at them for that. And it's
like when he went to go get his hair braided, he went over a black lesbian's house, and she had seasoned food, and, rap music was on, and he was like, oh, my God, I'm home. And the mom was all uncomfortable and shit. It was very, it made me laugh.
Shit is horrible.
But it's the weirdest thing. Hi there, responsible adults.
Responsible.
Over the age of 21.
21.
Living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Legalities.
Want to get high?
Really high?
Really high. Like really super duper legally high?
Well,
now it's time to get to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. Yo, Delta 8, they was passing these out at Skankfest, man.
Like, okay.
I actually got to smoke these Delta 8s. Mikey gave me some. Little Gay Blonde Mike would always
come up. Gay
Blonde
Mike gave me some.
Hey, man, you want some Delta 8, man? It'll get you high.
How'd it go?
It was cool. It was
you were tripping?
Yeah, but it was just weird to have Gay Blonde Mike. Hey, man, you're getting high. You get these Delta 8 cones. So, you know what I mean? But they come, they're pre-rolled, they're tightly smoked, you know what I mean? I like it, man. I actually like it. And, like, now that I'm traveling a lot more, I don't know what's legal where.
Yeah.
Like, I be too quick to Google, and then you don't really get a straight answer. So I'll be like, all right, fuck that. You know what I mean? This is legal. What is Delta 8? It's found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
Ain't that a B?
At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes, all for your getting stoned needs.
That
I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
Responsibility.
So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
Delta 8.
Let's get back to it. I need to complain about not getting access to blackness in the whitest child way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck you, Mom! You didn't give me a chance to get diabetes, and you won't let me sag my pants, and I'll fucking kill you, Mom!
You want to be like AI. AI was a positive role
and why is he throwing his mom under the bus publicly? Because
that's what white children do, right, Dylan?
That's true. What a piece of shit.
Die. Yeah.
That's about me,
motherfucker.
White children have no loyalty to their parents at all.
Not at all.
The crazy thing is, black children, we have too much loyalty
to the mom. Yeah. I love my God. My mom made me get 3 vaccines, nigga.
Oh, you got the booster?
Yeah.
You ain't telling niggas you got the booster.
I got the booster shot.
When'd you get it?
2 days ago.
What?
How were you feeling after?
I was a little fucked up.
You a little fucked up?
Really?
I'm a grown ass man now. I ate it. By 7 o'clock, I was good. I just smoked weed through it. And I was like, all right.
Sounds like a good decision. Yeah.
And I bounced back.
There you go.
I had to show Saturday was fucking crazy. I was at the stand blowing them niggas away.
A little booster in you. I was right.
But maybe that's
why you got this shit. You got some fan mail that came in, man. You want to open this up? See?
I wanted to ask quickly, which one is the most important holiday for you guys here?
For me?
Is it Christmas? What was it like growing up?
Christmas? Like the best holiday?
In general, yeah. Like,
I'll be honest with you, this is going to sound ghetto as shit.
I think I already asked this.
It was the 4th of July, man.
Hilarious. But that's actually
4th of July.
That's huge in the hood.
Yeah, like, that was the day I was going to have fun. Like,
huge.
Regardless of, because I don't have to be with family. 4th of July, I could just pop up at other people's
crib. That's
sprint
holiday right there.
So, like, you literally get to chase positive vibes on 4th of July.
Absolutely.
You're not forced to go hang out with, you know what I mean?
You might have a burger and a hot dog and just bounce and do your shit. Okay.
You don't even have...
It's not even that. It's the outdoor parties.
If you don't show up until 11 o'clock at night, no one gives a fuck.
Because the fireworks ain't even go off yet.
Nigga, if you don't show up to Thanksgiving dinner at 2 o'clock in the afternoon...
Because it's Thanksgiving
motherfuckers
lunch.
Motherfuckers got questions.
Thanksgiving lunch.
What time are you planning on getting here? Yeah. And it's like, what... Right? Maybe I was fucking. Like, maybe I'm going to be late, which I tweeted that this morning.
Nana at the head of the table waiting for everybody.
Right. But, hey, I tweeted that this morning. I was late because I had sex. I was having sex is the most appropriate excuse ever. Like, I don't give a fuck what it is, whether it's a work meeting, church, anything. It's like, hey, why you was late? I was having sex.
Wait a minute.
Being late because you were having sex okay.
An acceptable excuse. You should let the people know you're late because you were having sex. It should make them reevaluate what's important in their life.
Right.
Well, goddamn, Dave.
Think about that, nigga. If I'm at a board meeting and I'm like, why are you late? And I was like, nigga, I was having sex.
Out to a movie. You got a problem with that?
But you understand what I'm saying? Because it's like, if you're mad
that
at me, like, my life is not for me to be here in this fucking boardroom. My life is to procreate. So, like, that's your life, too.
But I would definitely then postpone that meeting if you tell me that, if we were in a board meeting. Because I don't think you would make the rational decision right after fucking.
What? Fuck. No, that's the clearest.
You'll be in such a good mood. Any deal, like...
Exactly. That's how deals
that
should be
thing?
Done. Absolutely.
Okay.
You should only make decisions with your nuts empty.
You need that pent-up
You heard that thing? Mike Tyson used to fuck chicks before his fights. Y'all heard about that?
Yeah.
Tyson used to fuck chicken before his fight because he didn't want to kill a nigga in the ring. That's what he said.
Oh, wow, but he was too powerful. Yeah.
Mike said, I had to fuck chicks in order to go fight because I didn't want to kill nobody in the ring all pent up.
You're not pensive. You hear things differently. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I talk about that. Well, I've talked about that before, but everybody thought I was ridiculous about that. But, like, I would masturbate and then read because now I soak it all up. You know what I mean? Like,
because he's empty.
Yeah. There's no matter of fact, I started reading the book that you told me to read now. I'm reading Crime and Punishment now. You know what I mean?
Which way.
Ooh.
Did I tell you?
Book.
Did I tell you what a mind fuck that is?
Yeah. So for those
you better masturbate for that one.
It's hard to follow. I'm not going to lie. I'm on like chapter 7 now. And the first couple chapters were hard for me to get introduced to the characters. Mm-hmm. But it was a slow build getting to the murder. You know what I mean?
Dostoevsky's the shit. Like, once when you figure out the way he's building up the character and the story, you get addicted to his style.
And I like it because it tells you what people are thinking as they're committing violent crimes. You know what I mean? We talked about this last night because we were on the other side of the show on the stage last night on a Black Ass Comedy Show, which again was a fucking movie. Yes, Dostoevsky.
Channeling those.
Dostoevsky, he was exiled.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who's been exiled from a country, like, that's, a lot of y'all be on Twitter jail, so go ahead, read the note first. What does it say?
Hold on, don't open that yet. The God and the Great Boy.
Uh-oh.
Okay. There is nothing special about this poster other than the fact that it was purchased in 1985. It's an original and was made back when all the turtles wore the same colored mask. Oh, shit. It hung on my wall from 85 to 89. Oh, shit. It had it laminated to maybe pass it on to my kids, but they told me no thanks. Oh shit.
Oh, wow.
I sent a message to the show asking who the bigger TMT fan was, and I also could address the one of you, but the other one. But I didn't get a response. I hope one of you will take this and enjoy the poster. I do have some more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle items, and will send them as soon as I find them. If I ever bring it, no need for apologies, to St. Louis. We're coming to St. Louis!
We're going to St. Louis.
Coming
to St. Louis.
I'll be in the front row.
St. Louis, Missouri.
We're coming. And if they make black Air Force Ones in a size 15 wide, Jesus Christ, this nigga's a Montenegro.
This nigga's a mass shooter.
This nigga's a Montenegro. 15 wide. This nigga's a goddamn giant. Oh, shit. Wait. Yo. I'll make sure to wear them as well. Huge fan and love the show. Steven Scales. Steven Scales. Thank you, man.
Oh, my God. Damn. Son.
Wow.
No fucking way.
I feel so bad because I remember seeing that message, and the day that I saw that message, we were actually editing Mike and Raf. And I was like, I was going to film a video to respond, and we just got caught up in working.
This is great.
So, that shit is fucking fire, dude.
That is dope, man. All right. So more stuff to hang on the wall.
Look at your dedicated fans. Yeah, this is great.
Shout out to Steven Scales. Love you, man. We coming to St. Louis just
because
of this.
Yeah.
You got yourself a free drink and a free ticket to the show. Now we just got to get a venue for the show.
Yeah.
We're going to work on that.
Well, we'll work on a separate venue. I know I'll be coming there January 21st and the 22nd at Helium. So inbox me and I'll make sure that you're there for that show. St. Louis, Missouri, Helium. January 21st, January 22nd. Derek opted out of that show.
What a way to plug
it. But Steven, I will be there and you will be there also.
Now I got to go now.
I'm bringing a poster, Steven.
Fuck. I guess I got to go.
I'm going to find some size 15.
You're delirious. Delirious.
No, I want you to stay home, Derek, because you've been doing this too much.
The deal stopped.
It's not about the deal. It's about the people, Derek.
Now I see. Now I got to go. Tell them I'm going. Shit. I am. Fuck. That's going to be sad. I'm happy, man. I'm going to make some money off a TV commercial or some shit. But we going to St. Louis.
We'll bring some merch. We'll sell some merch or something, man. We'll make the deal work.
Down one more time.
Stop assaulting that poster, man. Let it.
This is dope, though. And I'm so glad First Comic Count on Us. I'm so glad, like, because this is the weird thing. This is where you just made me feel guilty because this is what happens when kids don't appreciate the shit their parents try to preserve for them.
Boy.
He's like, I want to present this to my kids. This is worth something. And they're like, get it out of here, Dad. Stupid, ugly turtles. And he's like, all right. I'll send this to these two men approaching 40.
Look at it.
Yeah, man. He laminated it because that shit's worth something.
Derek just gave him the reaction his kid that he wanted from his kids.
Yeah. And I was like, Dad, I'm coming home in January. Hang out. Like,
homecoming. Steven A. Scales, the first Montenegro. Size 15 watt.
That is wild. You know what's crazy too, man? I gotta really respect, like, Gas Digital fans are the sweetest fucking
sweetest people in the world.
Mm-hmm. Movie.
I love you.
Like, you think Compound this Media fans awesome. Are sweet. Ooh.
I think all of our fans are awesome.
Yeah, maybe so. I be trying to bring out the worst in them. Yeah, I be trying to find out, you know, who are the worst people out there. But we're getting there. You know what I mean? That is dope, man. That it helps me with, you know, understand love too, man. I'm learning love.
Which Ninja Turtle were you guys?
I'm Raph.
I'm Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, so okay, makes sense.
Do you know Ninja Turtles?
Oh yeah. I was struggling in my Michelangelo because I loved pizza.
Okay.
But I was identifying with Donatello because of the purple color I like.
Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I was in between. My sister was a Leonardo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls really looked
at yeah, me. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The Turtles, though. What do y'all?
I couldn't be April O'Neil. She was just having, like, only one outfit all the time.
The
that was
outfit,
lame.
The yellow suit.
I was like, nah, yellow suit all day, every day. It's not my thing. No, then the other one was the nerd, Irma. What was that, her name?
Irma.
Irma with the big glasses, her coworker.
Irma. That was Scooby-Doo, wasn't it? That was Velma. Yeah, so.
Irma?
I don't know. That's why I was like, that's why you saw me looking.
Is
I was
it
like,
a comic book?
Luby, you know Ninja Turtles.
Irma, Irma is the one with the glasses. Guys, come on.
Was she a turtle?
Maybe this is some Montenegro version, some Serbian version of turtles.
Teenage Montenegro turtles. Teenage Montenegro turtles. Heroes in a 51 turtle power.
Irma from Ninja Turtles.
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah, I remember Irma. Okay, that was the assistant. That was April's like homegirl. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
She was. She was.
Ooh. Somebody made this.
Yeah,
a sexy version.
I never understand that.
Ew.
Animators, like the people who
that's
go
so
through
80s, the, Alpha
the people who go through Grand Theft Auto and like write code to show video guys having sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's a lot of coding, right? Yeah, like you gotta animate that
getting.
Shit. Yeah, like you gotta animate that.
You coding sex? That,
that
means
is
you ain't
weird,
no
man. Like all of them Scooby Doo and Family Guy yeah. porno clips that be popping up. Where it's
just too odd for me.
A lack of vagina around.
Oh, for sure.
But they're really good at drawing vaginas.
Yeah, yeah. When there's a lack of it, you start whipping up the idea, and then you put it on a fucking vision board, and there you go.
Yeah.
Yo.
Reason I can't draw because I was out.
Speaking of vision boards and vaginas.
Well, just that aspect of like drawing vaginas, not getting sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot about dogs lately.
Okay.
Like, my girl wants a dog, and I'm like, I don't know.
I have an observation about dogs.
What was your observation?
I started hating dogs.
Why? Ew. Good. I'm
done with dogs. Dogs are taking over.
Yeah.
Because I think, especially throughout COVID, because people got lonely and like a little sad and fucked up, everybody got a dog. But people here would rather get a dog than talk to their neighbor.
Yeah.
But I hate my neighbors.
I get it. Sure. But maybe find out if, like, down the road there's some cooler people. You don't have to talk to your first
neighbors.
Yeah, I
feel that way, too. And people go, like, dogs are better than humans.
And then I go to a restaurant, and there's, like, five dogs around me sniffing.
I don't like that.
Get the fuck out of here,
yeah.
man. I'm done with dogs.
I don't like dogs in a place of eating.
It's
That's
just,
crazy.
But now, like, if you say that, you're a bad person. And
yeah.
Listen, I love dogs. I grew up having dogs, blah, blah, blah. Dogs, cats, all of that stuff.
Yada, yada, yada.
But if you're at a coffee shop and there's three dogs sniffing my freaking coat, like, I hate that shit.
Well, here's my
too many
also.
Of them. And they have bigger rights than kids now.
Right. They got better bathrooms at the airport.
They do.
They got their own parks, you know what I mean? All of this shit.
It's a
people
fucking
pay
dog.
A lot of money for them.
They got spots.
They're also, like, people's, like, weird little slaves because people ignore the dog's needs. Like, people spend a lot of money on, like, the dog's food, dog's clothes. But that's the same way, like, they just want the dog to be a reflection of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look how good my dog's fur is. I take good care of my dog. But, like, they don't care about, like, the dog's other needs, if that makes sense. So, like, my girl don't want to get a little dog because she's like,
she can't fuck him. I'm kidding.
But that's my thing. The big dogs want to fuck.
Yeah.
Big dogs and girls be trying to act like the dog don't like them like that. Like, anytime when the dog get the humping, they be, he's
so
silly. Like, no, he's dead serious, He's
sniffing
dead
crutches
fucking
and
serious.
Yeah. Sniffing. Like,
were you about to say something, Dylan? All right. But here's the thing.
That's one way to look. Yeah, okay.
A lot of people think it's ridiculous to even think about a dog having sex, right? Someone thought about it. A fan sent me this morning. Can you click the link? Sex Toys for Dogs. This is available on Amazon.
I don't want to know.
I have to know.
I don't want to know.
You better not. You better put
it. Yeah, I'm looking. Why, Dave? Why,
if
Dave?
You don't care about your dog.
It's $200, and now I cannot unknow this.
Bro.
One star. One fucking star.
No, they one
it's
star?
Still out, though. One rating.
Let me see. What's the rating? Can we see what they said about this?
Ruff, 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 ruff.
You're
ruff.
Sick if you're buying this for your dog. Why is this in low in stock, and why is it stop, stop, stop? You sick. Fucking piece of shit. You don't even have a fucking dog talking like that. And they just put that up November 15th.
They got blow up dolls for dogs.
Please click on it because I want you to see the other pictures.
It this, said removable channel.
No, this oh, is why, this is why no. I want you to see the other person. Because whoever made this, they went through trial and error and they thought about this, right? They measured it out. Look they at that. They it blurred a, out the little pussy, right? But
no, they didn't. Made That's sure it's
there. Click to the next one. Intimate, imminent rabbit fur. Nice to saw. They this is from trial and error. Oh no, he don't like. The other fur. Suction cups, nigga.
I can't.
Suction cups.
I can't wait to die.
Wow. Oh, this shit is crazy, bro.
And a little collar, because yeah,
climate change need to take
knows
the planet.
What his
we got to start
right.
over.
Oh, yeah.
We got to start over. Yeah. We got to start the fuck over.
What you mean?
I mean, I
dogs
guess.
Shouldn't have this.
Well, yeah, because they be fucking the shit out of little stuffed animals
exactly.
anyway. So
I, that's what I'm
how
saying.
Do we know what dogs want?
But I don't
You're just
clean...
assuming all of this.
Somebody, I think. I
this
think
is an assault.
Works. Huh?
This, like, how
You're
do we
fucking
know?
Sick for bringing this.
I'm sick, nigga. No, nigga. Come on, nigga. This is.
No,
real...
we got to bring this to the light. No.
You're right. You're right. Okay.
I like everything.
If they started...
Thank you for apologies, bro. Dogs be needing to fuck, man.
If they start doing this in coffee shops, that's where we're going to have a problem.
That's your biggest nightmare.
Yeah. I don't what think if, this what is if this for get dogs. Normalized?
Okay.
No, what if this gets normalized?
You're being very Karen right now. You're being very Karen right now. That pink nipple shit is coming out to the surface. You got to understand. This is what y'all need you to do. Let these motherfuckers
Karen
get, they're
and
not gonna be
Karen. Karen.
Yeah.
My left one is care because it's close to the heart.
But Movie! Yeah, like.
Look at my
Like, you got a dog. You're a dog, a boy,
Cooper.
Or a girl?
Cooper's a boy.
It's a boy?
Ain't got no nuts, though.
Y'all fixed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all don't have to deal
he
with
not
him.
As, he not as crazy as he used to be. No,
I know people right. who jerk off their dogs when they're...
I've heard about this. Yeah, yeah. I've heard about this.
It's like, she's too tense or he's too tense. I just kind of help out and rub it around.
Did you see how they described it to...
But they say it like
see
it's...
the description. Mm-hmm. What does the description say again?
A removable
no, go back
channel.
Up to the top. Go back up to the top.
Oh,
to the title.
God.
Pet dog estrus toy with
removable channel
plush
doll
bride for the male dog anxiety relief. That is wow. someone who's like, they pay attention
bride.
To their fucking dog. They're like, yo.
This was my description when I was ordered from Eastern Europe.
Well, if
bride
you love your dog,
a bride
your best
who
friend. That's so funny.
I came in a box.
Yeah, if you, Jesus Christ.
That's what it said
Big
on the
Big box, t- yep.
Yeah.
Anxiety hey, relief.
Bride for anxiety relief. Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
But if you Ruby care about your homie,
yeah,
you
and your dog's up. Supposed to be your best homie,
right?
Like, there's an angle. I will say that
Dylan,
is an angle.
Would you pay for a friend to get laid? Like, would you pay for a friend to be a hooker if you knew he needed it?
I mean, I thought that's what we were doing in Austin, but yeah,
exactly, right?
I'm
so
down.
Sure. So, but again, if your friend is telling you I can't get laid, I'm depressed, and you do it, you're a good friend. We don't know what the dog thinks. We don't know what the dog... What if dog is weirded out by
nah,
it?
Nah, pink lipstick coming out is the universal symbol for, hey, man, I'm horny.
The pink little
is
pink.
It?
The little pink pink.
We ain't never seen when the dog... little
Yeah,
pink
a little
out.
Lipstick.
Pink yeah,
okay.
That, what more do you need?
Maybe I'm overthinking. Maybe I'm overthinking
That's
this.
Ladies okay. right there just ignoring the signals, too. You ever have a lady ignore the signals that's trying to fuck? It's time to fuck? And
yeah.
Like, hey, what's going on? Like, wait a minute. Come on.
They're doing it on purpose.
That's the red flag.
Know,
that's
right. Ladies, like, it's so funny to watch, like, when women, because men will provide extra to make sure that they can have sex.
No, they won't.
So, like, if a man,
wait,
if he's
hold
a,
on,
if
hold
he
on,
can,
hold
if
on,
he can,
hold on.
If a man hires, like, a cleaning service, there's no dishes to worry about, there's no laundry, there's no
he scrubbed the corners
cleaning.
Of the tub. When if he scrubbed the corners of the top part of the tub,
he's
oh, he
paid for all of that to be done in the house.
Okay.
And women will still be like,
oh, well.
You, because before, that's the reason. I'm so busy. I'm so tired. We mm-hmm. can't have sex. I got a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if a man takes care of all of that, the woman will still just be like, oh, it's really not in the mood. You know, women mm-hmm. aren't really in the marriage to have sex, are they? Like, long term.
I don't know. I always been with the guys that I was in a like better mood than them regarding sex. Like I remember like guys were just like not feeling it sometimes.
So you was raping niggas.
All the time.
So Luby was a rapist.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. I guess I dated like moody guys, and I think that's worse when you get rejected as a woman than when a guy gets rejected.
Yeah, women don't deal with rejection very well.
I kind of don't care because I was like, there's a need that needs to be taken care of, just like that dog.
Yeah.
But I've definitely been around men that I've had bigger needs than them.
Yeah.
And it's odd. It's kind of odd.
But I think that thing about women not being able to deal with rejection is, I think, is from like women who played sports can take rejection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Women who did not play sports where literally, because sports is rejection at an early age. Mm-hmm. If you play basketball, there's what, like 11 niggas on the team? Like, all right, 5 of y'all gonna play and 6 of y'all sit down and we'll sub the rest of you in based on availability. It's nothing but rejection if you ride the pine. You know what I mean?
You wanna talk about rejection? How women ain't used to that? True story. I never apologize for this. It's good shit. I'm counting money talking to Dan Soder, right? I'm doing spots at the cellar for some SD fuck with me that week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm caking, right? I'm C-noting it out, right? Some white woman walks by me and goes to grab my money. And I smack the shit out of her hand. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Right? And I went back to counting money. And she went, and walked back into the showroom. And then I looked at Dan Soder. He was like, yeah, she deserved that shit. I was like.
Was she trying to be playful with you?
Yeah, probably. She was like. Flirty? Because she's probably used to taking dad's cash or taking boyfriend's cash out hand.
Ooh.
So yeah, I'm over here.
Girls get to play like that.
So yeah. And I was like,
her flirting is give me all your money.
I was like, wop, get up out of here. And then I went back. I didn't even look up. I was like, good for you. Get up out of here. And I was, you know, I felt really good about that.
I remember one.
I wish I was there.
She like gasped. But
yeah. Remember one time we was at the Fat Black and this dude just came in hanging out. There was a girl, Abby, that we was at the Chicago Comedy Club with. The girl that was doing the singing songs about the yoga.
Somebody
came in and was having a good time and they just did the whole, they just picked her up, swooped her off her feet and just kind of spun her around. She had them removed from the club. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like,
why?
Because he touched her. And he's not allowed to do that.
God.
But like you, men cannot cross a boundary at all. Like a man can't even be like, yeah, like now nah, that's a problem. Wow. You know what I mean?
Not
like,
anymore.
We just you gonna have to holler at me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you gonna have to. Yeah, you gonna have to game it up, girl.
I would kick out somebody for that reason. Maybe somebody like grabbed my ass. I don't think I would even kick them out in that like particular situation. I'd be like, fuck off, bro, and just deal with it myself. I would not ask for help.
But that is like such a dude way to handle it. Like, that would make me feel like I just grabbed a dude's ass by accident.
Yeah,
like, I thought it was a chick, and then she just turns around like, dude, grow up, bro.
I have over time morphed into a man that I need in my life, I assume.
Oh.
So you're a man now.
Then don't have kids, Louis. Don't have kids.
Because you'll go back to being a woman.
Not even you'll be back to being a woman. Nah. That's how my mom was made.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Like, after a while, they just become angry and manlike, and then they have a kid and be like, angry. I'll just raise him by myself.
Angry with men? I'm not angry with
men. No, you won't be angry with men. You'll be angry with yourself.
In what sense?
Because you'd be a single mom, and then you realize, like, fuck, man.
Why are you putting me in that predicament immediately?
Because you just said that the men, you intimidate the men.
No, I said I've morphed into a man.
Right.
Which means I'm taking care of shit because there's nobody else to do it.
That's called single mom energy.
Right. Like, because men,
But I can't wait to meet somebody to do shit for me.
Oh.
I can't wait.
I guess so. Yeah, it might happen. I don't know. I don't know where people are. It has not a say against you. I just don't know where people are with that kind of shit anymore.
Because if you've taken on this single mom energy, but you can't wait to meet the motherfucker that's going to do something for you, you'll probably miss him.
Oh.
Because you're blinded by, I'm going to do this shit my motherfucker self.
But
brush your shoulders off, nigga. Like, that's it.
I did not consciously choose that.
Okay.
It kind of, no, honestly, I did not. It's just circumstances. Because I was alone for a while, and
I'm
kind of
make the joke. Only
go ahead,
you're tall,
yeah.
I just feel like
I do. Yeah,
I feel like you 69 standing up, and that's your choice. Like, you choose to be on your feet and flip the man upside down. You can't go, well, this was a circumstance. No, you grabbed him by his waist and flipped him over.
Can't say it didn't happen.
Took that nigga at the tap. She put this nigga at tap. Give me that dick.
Cannot deny or confirm.
This is just childish now. He's making toys 69 on the radio.
What
That is a funny concept, though, Luby. I believe you can pull it off. I believe you're strong enough.
You know why I'm not laughing? Because I can see it is happening. It's not even funny. It's
Luby's probably 6'1". Yeah. Come if, here,
Luby. That
is there
means
a short guy that we can try.
That means now? Luby is probably. Yeah. Can you pick
you're
Dylan
tall,
up upside
tall,
down? Okay. Can you please see if you can pick Dylan up?
There, if you find a short guy in the studio, yeah, bring him over. Dylan I'll flip him around.
Who?
Let's
Paco?
Fucking do it.
Is there any?
Dylan's too tall. We're gonna find someone else.
Do it.
Paco,
you guys want to try Paco? Paco, how tall are you?
How do we do this?
You can Paco's 5'9". Just go ahead over here. We'll navigate and we'll see, here in front of the thing. Let's see if there's any way. Paco, thank you for coming to do this. I'm crying, laughing. So you see, Subi. Subi's Montenegrin, right?
How do I flip him, though?
Oof.
I won't blow you.
We're trying to see if Luby has the core strength to actually hold the man
kinda
upside down to do 69.
Yeah, don't kick the cameras.
How do we do this?
All right, so Luby's trying to figure this out. Okay, yeah, just let's see if you can even just get started and pick him up from, like. Oh, watch the cameras.
Watch the cameras.
Okay, so this was a goddamn record.
Okay, but
Paco,
thanks,
Paco knew exactly what position to get in. To get
Paco
an upside
understood
down
the
69.
Assignment.
Good
Paco
for you, Paco.
Understood the assignment. Thank you, Paco. Thank you, Paco. Paco understood the assignment.
I'm glad I was able to see that for myself.
I told
understand.
You, it wasn't funny. It was too realistic. This is easy to do.
Jesus Christ, man.
This was way easier than I anticipated.
Yeah. Well, you learn something with us every time you come on the show, Luby.
I
appreciate you.
I do.
Thanks for coming on here.
I love your show, guys. And a bunch of my friends like watched it, and they fell in love with you guys.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, good. Thank you for bringing them back.
Of course.
Man. Now, I forgot your reasoning for not apologizing the last time you were on the show.
It was some flash shit.
But, you know, has anything happened since? Has there been any other times that you should have apologized?
Oh, I remember it was being an asshole to my parents, I think.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence in the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help get men stronger and longer-lasting erections.
Stallion levels.
Man, listen. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form that's a fraction of the cost.
Wow.
Dude, chewables is the best right now.
And a fraction of the cost?
Like, as opposed to, because at least with chewables, you get like a little bit like, all right, yo. Like, versus, like, I got to get the water, and now, like, see, that's not good. That's why you get the chewable version, because you don't want to go through this. So, fucking water, I'm joking. Listen, if you can benefit from a little bit of confidence when it's time to perform in the bedroom, visit bluechew.com for details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NNFA at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NNFA. To receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Come on, let's get back into this. I am such a professional. I think
growing
so.
Growing up, like
even
I was
coming
a,
here,
was
right?
A, yeah, and being like a shitty teenager and just doing my own thing.
Don't you get the right to be a shitty teenager if you're going to be successful as an adult?
But like, I wasn't a shitty teenager, and I'm pretty successful as a.
You don't think you was a shitty teenager?
Nah, I was a jazz band. I was a bully. I was
oh my
wearing
God.
Fly ass
check,
clothes.
Check, check, check.
I was adjacent to the basketball team, so I didn't play, but I was friends with everybody on the team, and you know, I had a decent run with the girls, even though I was still trying to save it. And because
why were you saving it?
Because church. Church make you think.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't fuck in high school, so I was focused.
I wasn't fucking in high school either.
That's why
and
I got A's and B's and all that shit. And I was getting honor roll. My mom was blessing me every time I got honor roll. I was winning awards.
Look at you, perfect kid.
So, yeah.
Then in my 20s, that's when it all. Yeah, and then I had to learn
I was a good straight A student as well. I was really good at school. I was like very hardworking and focused. But I feel like I was, if I made up my mind to do something, there was nothing my parents could have done to change my mind. Like, I was very opinionated and would for it. So in that sense, I think I was a little difficult. Like, if I wanted to do something, there's no like coming here when I was like 22. I was like, I'm moving.
They had to
accept things with me, basically.
You're 6'1". Like, at what age did they stop hitting you? Because you've been this tall since you were what, like 10?
They were never hitting me.
Never?
Yeah. Not as much. Like, my mom tried, but she was so...
I don't understand Serbian parents then.
Yeah, my grandma was hitting me a lot. My grandma was the boss, pretty much. My mom's
Was she in the house with y'all?
Yeah.
Really?
She ran the whole household.
Huh.
Yeah. She was the boss. She was beating us all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she would still beat your mom and them?
Well, I mean, when they were kids, of course, funny. Yeah.
Was your grandma still, like, your grandma was mean to you, but was your grandma, was she still, like, did she ever swat at your mom? Did you ever see her, like...
My mom was my defense.
But I'm talking about, did you ever see your mom get it from your grandma? Like, your grandma ever still try to swing at her as an adult or some goofy shit like
my
that?
My grandma wasn't swinging, but she would school my mom, and my mom would feel like a kid again. You see it. Like, she was afraid of her mother.
Shit. That's one thing I have to say. I've never seen Nana's son, Miss Crystal.
Really?
I've never seen Nana's son, the Precious. But I've seen the Precious son, my grandmother.
Really?
Wow.
And that's why I was always like... Because my mom would get like, if I was like, yo, Nana called me ugly. She what? She what? She called my king what? And I'm like, yeah. Nana said I was ugly. And then my mom be like, if you don't stop talking to my son like
your
that.
Your mom called you your king?
Yeah.
That's why you're an asshole.
I've been, my mom said
it makes
I had
so
an aura.
Much sense.
My mama told me I had an aura around me. Like, I had a beam of light around me since I was 2 years old.
Yeah. Wow. And now you believe in it so much.
Absolutely.
I think stuff like
it's
that
a great
is
thing.
Real, though.
It's
yeah.
a great thing. It's great parenting. No.
Some people think it's terrible. Some people tell me I'm this and that, whatever. No. But some I go, well, this confidence shit coming 100%. Yeah. Crystal Gaines made sure. She was like,
do your thing, boo. Yep. I'm with it. Yeah,
man.
That's my little young killer.
Yeah. I think now I'm a firm believer that, like, was we talking about studs last night, and I was thinking about, like, if your daughter's a stud, that just means you were such an alpha male that it fell into your daughter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because I don't know any studs that don't come from, like, aggressive fathers. Mm-hmm. Fathers probably locked up. You know what I mean? And it's just like, right? You know what I mean? Like, or, like, if your dad, like, you ever notice there's some families where you have a lot of boys, especially you got a lot of brothers, usually, like, the third or fourth brother are gay. Like, the first two brothers just took all the testosterone.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the,
and
the
leave
the
none.
The cum waters down by the time.
I think
by
so.
The third one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, it's like.
She said, cum waters down. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That was me. Yeah.
This nigga's shooting.
Well, it's not even that. He's just not stirring it up. It's not. You know how when you don't stir the lemonade, all the stuff settles at the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
You got to stir it before
all
you
the
serve
pulp.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's stirring baby number three and number four. Yeah.
You know? My older sister is like the perfect kid. So I always used to say that I got a leftover sperm. Like, she got the best shoot and then whatever
she
was left.
She got the best
was.
Load.
She got the best load. Yeah,
she got
yeah.
the best load.
There you go. Being self-deprecating again. We'll get you to compliment yourself.
She was a perfect
go.
Kid. She still is, like, the one that did everything by the book. I was always the rule breaker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But who's more successful?
Me.
You? There you go.
I think so. I mean, define success.
You know. That's why you said me right away.
No.
You don't want to say it because it's on a microphone. You know you're better than your sister.
I am more ambitious for sure.
Uh-huh.
She has her shit figured out, and she's been doing it for a while, and she's fine. For me, I'm never fine.
Yeah.
Like,
you
I
don't
always
respect your sister.
I always want more. No.
You don't respect it. Say it, Luby.
No, I do.
Say it.
No, I do.
You don't respect her.
Why are you doing this?
No, but that's a valid point, because we've learned how to respect each other. Because she did not understand my grind, and I did not understand that she wants to have an organic farm and raise kids. I was like, that's so and it took us a minute to understand, like, we're different. Yeah. We have to respect it. And it's actually a valid question.
I know, my homie.
Because we struggled with that.
My homie put me in perspective like that, man. Like, because he's always like, yo, that's what's up, man. Y'all go out and chase y'all dreams and do all that. But where's the will for the regular niggas to just go to work every day? You know what I mean? Like, that shit hard. You know what I mean?
That shit would kill me. That would kill me. I worked at the bank for a hot minute in another life of mine. It was...
What were you doing at the bank?
I was a personal banker.
Oh, so you only deal with the high-end people.
Personal bankers.
Like, sort you, like, you got to, like, open security deposit
sort
boxes
of,
and
sort
let
of,
them...
Yeah.
You see that it's just the peanut butter and jelly sandwich in there?
Private banker was, like, the highest tier, yeah.
That's all I want to do. I want to get a security box and put something dumb in
and
it.
And put something perishable in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just to
so
make
so when you open
people...
it up to rob me, it stinks.
I used to work at the bank
man.
I used to work at the bank, and that was the worst thing. Is like if the bank was crowded and somebody needed something out of the security deposit box, and you gotta like, come on, go in the vault with them and open it.
We did not
and
have those in our bank. It was too small. The vault takes a lot of space, so we would take them to the other location for them to go there.
Oh, okay.
But the only good
better
thing,
bank.
Yeah, the better bank. Bigger and better.
What bank did you work for?
City
Chase.
MD?
Chase.
Oh, you work for Chase?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you banked here in New York. How long have you been in America?
15 years.
15
almost years. 15 years.
Shit.
I know.
But how the fuck you
it gave
here
me confidence.
I've been here for 38 and I ain't done half the shit Luby did. What
I
the
had,
fuck?
I had different
and you
lives,
wondering whether or not
literally.
You black or white. What
pink
the fuck?
Pink nipple.
Yeah, man.
Pink
shit.
Nipple grind.
Yep.
That's
yep.
the hustle.
Matter of fact,
the pink nipple hustle.
When we get, when
I
we
am
finish
a hustler,
this,
man.
I want
I'm
you
a
to give me a list of all the jobs you had and I'm going to apply for them all.
You would that's not right. believe me.
Yeah.
I'm
black a... nipple ain't getting no job. Pink nipple get the job.
I worked at a flower shop. And I was an expert in funeral flowers.
Was this before or after the bank?
Before the bank.
So the bank people saw your resume and saw you worked at a flower shop and was like, you'll
be
perfect here.
You're going to be shocked how I got the job.
Flowers?
You're going to be shocked.
Go ahead.
I worked for a startup company. I did their marketing and sales, right?
Okay.
And I went to open up a sales account. And a guy sat down with me and started getting my information. Chris, we're still friends, actually. And he's like... I think you should work here. I like you. We're hiring. And I'm like, no, this is not my not my style. I don't like it. I hate banks. I'm bad with numbers. What else? He's like, just sit there and take a minute. Brought his manager. They locked me. We like you. And I was hired on the spot.
Really?
Yeah.
Pink nipple stories.
All right, cut that off real fast. Because I'm wondering whether I should take this job or I should be offended then. Because this past week, I was sitting in Panera Bread, mm-hmm. right?
Uh-oh.
I was in Panera, okay. and I was hanging out. And
Panera Bread? Okay.
I've never been to Panera Bread. You know what?
Delicious.
Here's the crazy thing about this is where my loyalty is so fucked up. When I was in Pittsburgh, we had a Panera Bread that opened up on campus, like at this high-end portion of campus, okay. with like a North Face and a New Balance.
Oh,
shit
what?
Us poor kids couldn't really afford, right? So... we were told not to go to Panera by the woke black students. The woke black students already was they racist. The regional manager there only puts black people in the back. So boycott Panera. So I boycotted Panera. And I don't know how long that boycott was supposed to last. That's why I don't participate in boycotts now, because I don't even know what the fuck I'd be signing
crazy.
Up for.
Like, so, identical problems that you guys had here with race. Is what we had back home with religion.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing.
Like all the scenarios that you guys are like giving me right now, it's what we used to do. For Colin Kaepernick, what you said that his white mom wouldn't allow, that's what would like Orthodox people wouldn't allow kids to pursue for their Muslim elements of their
right.
background. Like you cannot go to the mosque even though your dad is a Muslim or something like that. Mm. Like they would really be strict about it. So we struggle with same stuff, just
yeah.
different
perspective. I would have boycotted
Panera,
yeah.
so
but they got
this.
A lobster corn
right.
chowder. I'm
right,
like,
I ain't never
ass.
Had, so I had my first little bread bowl of soup, nigga, which is a
lobster
poor man's meal. That is weird how
with
I couldn't
bread?
Afford Panera. Y'all niggas are just pouring soup and bread. That's what you eat in jail, nigga.
Is like, that odd?
I'm just supposed to pour the soup in here and wait till it gets soggy.
Oh, jail food. It's jail food.
Nah, nigga.
So good, though.
Yeah, it was good.
I fucking love that shit. I'm sorry.
Oh, y'all got toilet wine too?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh,
like,
where the
this
toilet
is ridiculous.
Wine at,
this is y'all delicatessen, nigga. All right.
French onion soup in a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Cinnamon
nah.
crunch
all
bagel.
All day, every
nigga.
Day.
This is all gulag menu, nigga.
Gulag. That's why I like it.
Gulag.
You were here serving mess hall food? Oh, y'all some
there
bitches
is some soggy
ass.
Soup.
So, mess hall food, nigga.
I'm sitting here, I'm chilling, I eat the soup, right? I'm hanging out in the lobby, and there's like a guy from like regional who's like, interviewing employees, like he's pulling them off the line and sitting down with them and talking to them about where do you see yourself, things
when
about
to
change
Sorry.
Here. This was like last week. I was in Philly.
Okay.
So I'm like I remember these kind of bullshit ass interviews, like where you know you're basically jockeying and shucking and jiving to keep your job. You know what I mean? Like like me, because it didn't really bother me. But I'm like, whoo, thank God I don't have to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm tending to my own business on my phone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now I get up to throw my trash away, and as he's completing the interview, the guy that gets up, me and this dude used to make cheesesteaks together in Philly back when I was 16, right?
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, oh, shit, Will, what's up? Like, you know what I mean? And like, we right away was like, yo, what's up? You know what I mean? And this guy, he was just immediately like, oh, is this a friend of yours, huh? How come you don't work for us?
Oh,
maybe,
no.
Do you need a job, huh? Because I can't, and it was just so funny where I'm like, hey, man, like, I was glad I had enough growth and self-control to not be like, motherfucker, I own my own business, man. I might buy a franchise.
You're likable.
But it was funny.
You're likable.
He right away, because he looked at, like, and I can't front, my homie that he that was the interview, he's a hard worker. He's always been a hard worker. Uh-huh. So I know he looked at it as like, oh, shit, another hard worker. Like,
it's
if Will looks at you, boom, boom, boom. But he was inviting me into Panera Bread. Like, this was the opportunity of a lifetime. You know what I mean? Like,
what if that is an opportunity of a lifetime?
That's what
for
I'm
him,
hearing now
for him.
From you. Like, shit, maybe I should take this job at Panera.
Maybe for him, it's a big deal. And for he's like, what the fuck is happening here? So it depends on the perspective.
Yeah.
It's a compliment at the end of the day.
I guess
is it?
So. Yeah, I didn't spaz out. Would you have spazzed? You would have spazzed the fuck out with
me. No, I would have spazzed out. I don't like niggas. I don't like bitches. I don't like nobody.
That entire story, I was just hoping. I was just like, why couldn't this have happened to Derek? Why couldn't this have happened to
Derek? Because Derek would fuck him up.
Because Derek would have just, for 10 minutes.
Some people think, you know how people think I'm approachable?
Like,
my beard is like the shit and all that. And then, but then as soon as they go to talk, I'm like, what? And
you do like, have a deceiving face.
And I'll be like, yeah.
Because your smile is so cute and innocent.
And then all of a sudden, I'll
and
be
then
like,
it's that light aura around him his I mom know. Told him about.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden,
and then the
I don't
sword
like him.
Comes out. Hey.
He mean. He
yeah.
mean. Wow.
And then you know what's fucked up? I'm going to tell you what's funny. I'm done with all
this. You're scary if you think about it.
Yeah.
You know
what's fucked Derek up about? Derek was a jellyfish.
You know what's fucked up about the whole thing? Just because I didn't say hi the way you wanted, people recruit my friends to not be my friends no more. Like, you fuck with that nigga Derek? Like, bitch, why would you even ever? I never talked to your homies and made them go, oh, you know, your friend.
Uh-huh.
Just, you came and fuck with the wrong nigga with the wrong aura.
Mm-hmm.
But you gonna go with my team and tell my team not to fuck with? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
feel that, if you be, yeah. feel, make feel, Jesus fucking Christ.
That's
everyone.
Okay. Get it, babe.
You make them feel less than a mental.
I'd be like, now you're going to try to recruit my friends not to be my friends?
Insecurity.
More?
That's insecurity
yeah,
there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. I hate, yeah. That's the only thing I hate. Mm-hmm. I would never spread no shit. This is between you and me. And now you know I don't like you. But now you got to go spread the word and try to get a bunch of people not to like me that already swap.
Yeah. I don't know. I like talking shit.
I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
I don't like
who doesn't talk shit?
Splendiferously.
We all talk shit, do we?
Unapproachable. That should be a t-shirt. Splendiferously unapproachable.
I love people, but my the thing I hate most is motherfuckers doing the most. Everybody knows that.
Motherfuckers doing the most.
You ever heard of the most?
Mm-mm.
When they putting on. It's that third show.
Uh-huh.
It's like they doing a little too much.
Yeah.
Like
they know
extra.
I tell jokes, they know I'm in stuff. So they put on it, they make themselves big. It's like National Geographic.
Oh, that's why I don't want to be famous.
It's the peacocking thing.
That's why I don't want to be famous, because people are in that mode. Fame makes people malfunction around you.
Come on, boy.
Like when you're famous, you vibrate at a different frequency and you see it. It's people can no longer be normal around. Like, I've been trying to figure out what that is, because I resist it. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I noticed that the other day. I watched Chris Rock look at me weird for going, what's up, and moving on. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to try to, no, I get it. You probably get approached by everybody, and everyone is weird and awkward around you, and it just makes, because no one can just say hello. Everyone's like, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. I have to cash in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's actually how I got the job at the Compound Media, because I was a huge ONA fan. Like, I was really a big fan since like 2011. And then, you know, it happened what happened. And then Anthony opened up the Compound, and I would go watch the shows. And I was watching people who come to you know, sit on the, you know, the infamous couch.
And, I know, but yeah. I just want to also
they were
point
losing
out,
their shit.
Yeah, but I want to point out this pink nipple privilege right here. This right. motherfucker, while working at Chase, while bartending in Dallas.
Yeah.
Wow! Do the other one. Wow! What was the other shit you had?
Flower shops.
From funerals. She's also just sitting in the random radio shows. They're like, "Hey,
why is that my privilege? I am like a typical immigrant who worked every single job and never said no. I was a cleaning lady at one point as well. I did everything.
You was a private cleaner.
No,
cleaner for
I wish.
Yeah, you only clean celebrity
houses. Do what
houses.
You want, man.
Private cleaner.
Going back to singing.
You're
and humming.
Hanging out. You're watching Kumia show.
And I was watching people around me. And they would lose it with Kumia and with other guys. And I was like, you're going to do the complete opposite and never speak to anyone. Just say hi. So I would just walk in. Hi, guys. Go and sit. And after months of doing that, they were like, what the fuck is your deal? Who are you? What do you do?
Yeah.
Like, they kind of... It wasn't intentional to get the attention, but I intentionally did not want to be the asshole who was bothering people around me.
I never want to be that guy.
And,
That's my biggest nightmare.
I could never do it because... When you ignore people who are not supposed to be ignored is when you get noticed.
Is that is selfie rape? Selfie rape is a thing.
Oh, wow.
Selfie rape. What a great way to describe it.
I like that term. I've never heard that
before.
It is.
Selfie rape.
Did you come up with that?
No, I've seen it.
Selfie rape, though.
You'd be like, come on with the...
I was just at a concert and the girl was selfie raped. That's the right, yeah.
Wow.
You gotta get this. I seen that happen where celebrities go, what the fuck are you doing, man?
I saw Tracy Morgan deal with that once where a NYPD traffic cop was trying to ticket his car. And it was funny because Tracy comes out, he's just like, yo, my shit ain't good. And it wasn't good. His shit wasn't good. Like, he was like, yeah, you don't have no registration in the window. You don't have nothing. Like, this car shouldn't be on the street, right? And so, no, you're not good. But I'll let it go if I get a picture.
Same.
And Tracy was like, come on, man. Like, and it was my first time ever seeing a motherfucker. He almost would have rathered have the ticket.
Yeah, I would have. I
like,
would have too.
I I'm gonna do this to get out of the ticket because I don't feel like, but like
hustle. Yeah.
He's like, you didn't come to me with a piece of merch. You didn't come to me with a DVD or anything that says you support me. Like, you're just putting this on Instagram for likes and you're willing to compromise the integrity of your job for likes on Instagram. And I'm telling you, he's saying this while the guy is snapping pictures. So the guy don't even have any good pictures of Tracy Morgan. Mm-hmm. It's just Tracy fussing off to the side.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was wild.
One of my many jobs, I was off to work.
She all the dwarves stacked up. she all the seven dwarves stacked up. That's what she a dwarf on
with a raincoat. with a trench coat over it. I was... casting director assistant for New York Fashion Week.
Nice.
Okay.
And,
damn.
Shitty and good ones. There's,
there's a balance.
A little bit. Yeah, there's a balance to it. And we had Anne Hathaway in the first row because it's always about who's going to come and sit in the first row of your show. Like, that's a big deal. And we had Jeremy Renner.
The Bow and Arrow guy.
Yeah. And we had them. And after the show was done, people were literally taking pictures like this. Like, this is Anne Hathaway's head.
Wow.
I almost wanted to step in. I'm like,
phone rape!
Guys! Yeah. Come.
And this has been because we just watched.
Do you know what she did the whole time? Not even a blink.
Yeah, you gotta learn to do it. We were just watching Michael Jackson's Speed Demon.
Yeah.
That's the whole video. It's him being chased by paparazzi. And this was back in like the 80s, dude.
80s, 90s, yeah.
80s.
80s.
You know what I mean? I mean, his song, Leave Me Alone, was all about, hey, guys, leave me alone. Yeah. You know?
Once when you're a celebrity, you're almost not a human anymore. Yeah. It's unbelievable. You lose that element. That yeah.
Don't treat me that way. Any like fans, a product. Or followers of this program that follow me, hey.
The more normal you are.
When you see me.
The easier it is, you're going to be in
trouble. Say nothing.
True.
Yeah. The more or don't say anything. But the more normal you are, when you go on with your day and our days collide, but it's always some, hey, my 9 times out of 10, I'd be like, yeah, let's get a pineapple soda or something. Mm-hmm. The more cooler you are if we just hanging out at the same spot.
Yeah,
but when it's the most, that third show, the show after the show, and motherfuckers put on, I got to extract myself from the room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I go, where the weed at? Everybody know, Dylan know. Just get the weed. Let's just go.
Imagine Joe Rogan, like that that fame, to be that famous. Yeah. And he's really trying so hard to be like cool and relatable and hang out with comics. He always talks about it. I'm like, oh man, that's not working out for you. I don't think that's gonna
hanging out with regular people is hard.
People are gonna lose their minds. No,
once
man. Different.
Once you become a swine, you can't hang out with the geese no more.
Can't hang out with the geese when you're a swine. All right.
This was a fun one. We gotta get out of here. Luby, tell the people where they can find you one more time if they look for you.
Compound Media. I produce the morning show and I'm there all the time. I also started producing my own show in Queens, Astoria. Dave did it. The first one I did.
It was
a lot of fun.
That show was dope. Yes, yes.
It's a comedy show?
It's a comedy show. It's a stand-up show.
Yeah.
And she does it for more Slovakian people, whatever the fuck they are.
But it's a packed room.
They love comedy.
Comedy.
If you want to know what it's like to kill in another country, go with her.
Exactly.
To
yeah. 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 They really are thirsty for more comedy. Yeah. And we had Dave. We had Colin Terrell. We had Karen Feehan. We had Aaron Berg. What else? Like we have like
all
a bunch
compound
of
compound motherfuckers.
Colin Terrell.
Colin.
Mike Cannon.
Colin Terrell.
Katie Hannigan.
Yeah, that sounds like
compound. Yeah. Is it?
You've named all the white comics I don't like other than Aaron Burke and Karen Feehan.
That's the that's the category that these people felt.
Wait a minute. Because you name a name. Well, Aaron Burke, I like. Karen Feehan, I like. Yeah. But them all motherfuckers, like, what?
I'm so happy Katie this is an hour and 20 minutes in.
I love Katie Hannigan. She's hilarious.
Yeah, there's nothing Katie wrong with any of these people.
Vic Keown's girlfriend.
Don't try to convince him to change. You're not going to change his opinion on any of these
people. Let's end this note.
Pebble Comics. You're going to get these magically delicious motherfuckers out my face.
If I invite you to do my show, you would say no. Be honest.
No. I do it for stand up. I like the audience.
He'll do it because it's stand up.
Would you do it?
Yeah, I do
it.
I love stand up.
I'm not cornering you now.
It's not a cornering. Uh-huh. I'll do a Slovakian audience. I've done all the audiences. So okay. I'm like, yeah, I'll try that one.
But are they comedy friendly and open to everything?
Absolutely.
And Dave was one of the favorites of all times. Like, people were in tears.
He was eating baklava and all that shit after.
All that shit.
It was not at granola bars in the green room, too. Oh, okay.
And come to Joey Rose's, you guys.
Come to Joey Rose's party.
Give me one of peanut butter and jelly with the chips on it.
Like the bar is gonna look amazing. Okay. It's bananas.
And you the GM of that?
Yes. Over there. Yeah.
Check that job out.
Just added it to my list.
Luby Popovich means easy life.
Oh my god.
That means pink nipple privilege.
And Luby, you said
if only you knew.
What is the guy you said you're looking for? You're looking for somebody who could do what now?
You do it all.
Yeah.
You guys, I am my own man.
You're not a fixer.
I'm so bummed out now.
And that is.
I love it. No need for apologies.
No need for apologies.
Dylan.
Somebody fuck me, please.
Jesus Christ. Dylan, say goodbye to the people.
Come to Black House Comedy on Sunday, guys. We'll see you in Austin. Come party with us. It'll be a lot of fucking fun.
And fuck me as well, please.
All right, guys. Derek, say goodnight to the people, man.
Hey, it's the great boy. I love y'all. No need for apologies.
And I'm Dave Temple. Thanks for tuning in. Good night, people.
Oh, shit.